Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tight Mates Fitness Podcast. Again, I'm here with Kyle, as per normal. And before the end of the year, we're going to look at what, Kyle?
Well, at this time of year, people are, you know, maybe thinking about their New Year's resolution. And my idea to that is fuck your New Year's resolution. Simply because it's more or less a traditional thing. It's what people say, oh yeah, you got to make a New Year's resolution. But the thing is, people don't plan, they don't structure, they don't break down what their goal is for that New Year's resolution. So all those people that go to the gym or whatever that goal is, they last for a few weeks and then they go back into the old habits and they don't have a set goal that's going to keep them driving, whether that's like little milestones that you can keep chipping at where you see maybe you've lost a kilo in 2 weeks. So seeing those little incremental things that keep you motivated and keep you going. So yeah, the idea is to go into 2024 with a structure and a plan, or at least a fair bit of guidance, because what we do know, I know myself, when you get into the year and you get overwhelmed with work and other commitments, those goals get set aside and you're not willing to plan for it. So especially over in these holiday periods when you got plenty of time, that's when you can actually sit down, reflect on 2023 and then go through 2024 and, you know, the big goals that you do want to set. And we'll talk about Jesse as well.
Yeah, well, I'd like to mention very aggressive there, saying fuck your New Year's resolution. But I do agree. I have to agree because some people will just state what their New Year's resolution is, but have they written it down? Mm. Have they set any, as you said, smaller milestones to get to that goal?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I've spoke to many people saying they've got this New Year's resolution and then 2 to 3 weeks down the track, they're just done and
that's... Or eventually, yeah.
You know, the years, and they go back into the old habits and 2024 is just another year. So, you know, if you want to make it more exciting and more adventurous, we've definitely listened to a few people that we really enjoy. One of them being Jesse Itzler.
Yep.
So, Jesse's a bit of an entrepreneur, American dude.
He's not like super big, but he's...
Nah, he's good to listen to. Yeah. He's a family man. He's got kids. His wife owns Spanx, actually.
He's super successful in regards to like having set up his own businesses and sold his own businesses as well.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point that we're talking about is what he does for his year. So, number one, what he does before we talk about the big goals at the start of and the end of 2023 or the end of every year, what he does is he cleans his room, cleans out his wardrobe, cleans his desk, remove all unnecessary papers, emails, goes into his emails, unsubscribes to emails that don't serve you. I know I subscribe to plenty and then it builds up and you just got an influx and it's very distracting. So unsubscribe to all those things. What else does Instagram. He do? Well, he doesn't do that, but I thought it was a good idea. Clean out your Instagram. So unfollow people that you just don't need to follow anymore and start following people that have positive things that have an impact on your life. And
like give you inspiration.
Yeah, and like even we're going to talk about the reticular system down further, but you know, if you are, I know a lot of people on Instagram, and at least if you got something that's a bit more positive, then that's going to sit more on your reticular. And then when you're doing things outside of the phone, like whether it's in your job or whatever it is, you'll be more aware of it and you'll start to implement those small things. So yeah, clean out your Instagram. What else? And then one thing that we've done this year is what he's done is write letters to people that have had an impact on your 2023. I think it's a pretty awesome idea because not many people actually do written letters these days.
Or a lot of people probably don't even write anything to their friends or people that have given them inspiration throughout the year.
Yeah, I think it's important and it's something that I'll continue. I still got to finish off a few a few letters.
Yeah, I've written a couple, so I need to get them to the people that I've written it for.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I think it's awesome. So that's definitely a good way to let off 2023 and reset for 2024.
And show your gratitude to those people as well.
And then then what he moves into is his big 2024 plan for the year ahead. So the way Jesse structures it is he has one big goal for the year, something that's going to be the epitome of 2024, something big. It might not be, whether it's, could be a 5K run, or like if that's big for you, then you set that for yourself, but you set something big for the year that's going to lay out 2024. And then what else he does is 6 mini adventures. So I really like this one because I know for myself last year, I wasn't very adventurous with whatever I did, like, because I'd work Saturdays, I didn't really feel like doing anything after that. But it's setting out every 2 months where you do something, whether it's, I don't know, going to the beach or going to a hike or something different that you wouldn't usually do. So if you're one that watches footy throughout the year, like just on TV
every week,
you could be doing something else. And I like the way you put it, is like over a 10-year period, you've done 6 mini adventures. And I guess it keeps you excited. Sorry,
did
too.
You say 60?
Yeah, 60, yeah. Over 10 years.
Quick maps.
Yeah.
When you put it in that perspective, like you've done 60 different things over 10 years, it'll add up, and the stories that will stem from those little adventures as well.
Yeah, 100%. Experiences. Yeah, I think that's really important. So, we got 3 to 4 days until New Year starts. So I'll start to lay those out. So it's a bit more structured. I know what months and what weekends I'm going to do those. Like first month, second month be a bit hectic, but that's just the way you got to adjust to it.
Mm.
Any others that he really sets out for it?
I think were the main ones that he mentioned in his YouTube, or the ones that you've written down anyway. But one thing that sort of throughout the year changed my perspective was actually listening to a book called Die With Zero.
Mm.
So the concept is throughout your life, like obviously you're going to start earning a lot of money, you're going to keep money, you're going to invest money. But over a period of time, why don't you start spending that money and making, like going on those little adventures, etc., throughout your life, rather than just hoarding all this money and not actually using it.
Mm.
And I guess he actually speaks about some of the regrets he had, or the really great things that he did. He speaks about how when he was in his 20s, one of his best mates went on a trip and he borrowed 10 grand to go do it. And at that time, he thought that was like pretty stupid, like big risk. But like at that age, you can go to hostels, you can meet so many different people. And his friend actually said that was the best experience he's ever had. And he says that to this day as well. Whereas Jesse said, well, why didn't I go do that when I was young? Like, I have regrets about doing that. And he really puts a emphasis on adventures and experiences.
So that one's by Bill Perkins.
Yeah, Bill Perkins.
And we found who Bill Perkins was through Chris Williamson's Modern Wisdom. When you were just talking about Jesse as well, Jesse spoke about how he's 50 now and like he's still capable of running and doing those big things. He's like, I want to do them now because who knows what it'll be like in 10 years. Like, he's talking about his mother will probably pass away, so he wants to spend more time with his family in that regards. So it's setting yourself up and doing the things that you can do now, because when you are older and less mobile, there's things you might not be able to go on that hike.
There's even a lot of things that you can't do in your 30s that you could have in your 20s.
Mm. Well, you have family by then, so
possibly. Yeah. Not everyone, but like possibly that's something that could hold you back in regards to money wise or whatever it is. Like kids need structure, they need to go to school, etc.
Yeah.
And you may not be able to do whatever you want.
Mm.
But I thought I'd bring that into it as well. So having that knowledge in the back of my mind has really changed some of the goals that I've set for myself.
Yeah.
Rather than focusing on just saving a lot of money or investing everything I've got, I'm going to invest in going on adventures or taking a risk on starting a business or something like that as well.
Yeah, I think it was our past few years where we were a lot more money driven in a sense, like invest, save. I think it's good that your values sort of change over time.
So linking back to like what Jesse said on his YouTube, what's one thing that you've implemented from the structure that he's got?
Well, the first one was one big goal. So, and I sort of speak about doing things outside of your comfort zone. And I know running, like I really enjoy running these days. And it's, I know if I like, say, went for like a sub 3 or something, that would be very uncomfortable because I really got to grind for it. But I know I enjoy that process. Whereas if it was a big goal that I've set, like doing a physique competition, that's very uncomfortable for me because it's not really something I want to do. But I know it'll make me grow a lot because I feel uncomfortable with doing that. But I'm really excited for like the process of learning different things because I know I'll definitely get a coach for that because I want to learn off them and understand what the process is. And it's going to be a period where I'm going to have to be really disciplined because there's been periods where you can sort of ease off a little bit and sort of enjoy yourself. But process...
As in with running or...
Oh, just... They're like, yeah. Even at this period, like on holidays, you're not as disciplined. Like, you're going to enjoy yourself a bit more. Whereas, you know, once you get to the nitty and gritty and you got this goal, you know you got to be disciplined in that process. So, you know, the process is going to be eating lots of food, training really hard, bulking, and then going through a cut.
That's probably where you got to be most disciplined.
Yeah, definitely. And your body's going to fatigue a lot. You're going to lose the strength. That's just naturally what's going to happen. Obviously, your appearance looks a lot better, but from what I've heard, it can be a case where your body, you know, you're really lethargic and your energies and hormones imbalanced. So I think it's going to be a really good goal that I'm pretty excited to do. So that's my goal, Brando. What's your big challenge for 2024?
I really like your goal, but my goal is probably going to be broken into two major goals throughout the year. So one at 6 months and then the next one at around the 11th month. So... Yeah. The middle one, the 6-monther, will be a sub 3 attempt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty keen to do that. That'll be up on the Gold Coast, a marathon, where I will need to run about a 4:10 pace per kilometre.
Have you you put that into my goals?
I definitely have put that into my goals.
Have so you broken it down?
It's there and it's ready to go. Yeah, I've broken it down. I actually put down the lead up of what I want to do for the year. So the marathon will certainly be super hard for me. It's not going to be easy at all. And I know I need to get a coach for that. I'll need to train for at least 3 months, which I've already sort of started training for it, like continuing on from what I've already built.
You're keeping that baseline.
I'm keeping the baseline. Yeah. And I know that there'll be periods where I'll just need to train and focus on that. And then I'll move on to completing Busselton Full Ironman, which will be in December, which will definitely put me far out of my comfort zone. It'll be at least a 10-hour event, at least. So,
and being in Perth too, well, Western Australia, it's the mighty heat.
I would have liked doing one earlier, but going to be having some changes in my life as well. So moving interstate... I just want to get up there, settle down, and then refocus on those two major milestones while I have a lot of changes at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think that's good. And when I was talking about my goals before, we spoke about my goals plenty of times, but the benefits of getting like a journal like that, well, 2024 planner, is it breaks down your goals into like key milestones that you need to establish, like, for you, for me, it's firstly getting a coach. Why? Well, they're going to help you along the way. stay disciplined, stay more accountable, and you're going to work a bit harder with that. I still got to set the date of when my one will be, because obviously I want to do a marathon later in the year. So got to try and align those together. So yeah, we'll be planning out what dates will work well. And depending on the dates will determine like how big my bulk and cut will be. So yeah, that'll be pretty exciting to delve into. But you know, even across your planning, you got months, so you've complete January and then you reflect. There's a page where you reflect on how your month's gone and leaning into your goals, how well you think you've progressed with that.
And then there's areas where you'll also write a little bit more about what specific goal you'll focus on for that month as well. And then there's a quarterly one as well. Mid-year.
Yeah. So it's quite thorough. So yeah. If you feel you're one, you know, that gets excited about this sort of stuff, my goals is definitely the best way to start that process. Buy it online, get it as quick as you can and set up for 2024, because yeah, it's a great layout that you know, you can keep looking back up on.
Yeah, and it's going to help you with your reticular activating system as we spoke about earlier. It's going to keep you focused on seeing, doing the things that will lead you to that goal. But yeah, that's basically the moral of this podcast, was about structuring yourself, planning, and then setting the goals that you actually really want to achieve. And I know we spoke about one yearly goal, well, one major goal for the year, but your goal could be something that might take 3-5 years. But it's being aware of that, putting things in place to eventually be able to get there.
And even if you set a goal that may, you know, might be that great leap, at least if you don't make that, then, you know, you've probably still gone a lot further than what you would have done if you made a smaller goal. So, you know, don't get discouraged by making something that's very ambitious, because even if you don't quite get it, you've still made that massive leap of progression. So, you know, write some ambitious goals that you're excited about, but don't just write it down, you know, really plan for it and start to, you know, make those small incremental changes, because like we spoke about before, habits are what, you know, decide, you know, how your day operates and what you get done. So
it can either compound in a positive way or in a negative way.
Actually, that was one thing that we were missing. Jesse said every quarter implement a new habit that's going to really progress where you want to get to.
Yeah.
Because obviously if you implement too many new habits, then you probably get overwhelmed and, you know, probably don't execute all of them. So yeah, every quarter implement a new habit, whether it's like a morning ritual or whatever it is, but something that's going to be of great benefit.
I like it a lot. I just want to leave with one last thing. You don't get lucky, Carl. You create your own luck by knowing what it is that you want.
Exactly. You got to put yourself out there to even let that be, you know, an idea.
Yeah, like it. We'll leave it there, and thank you guys for listening. Yeah, have a great day.
Go get it, and you know, set those goals out for yourself.